All right. All right. So what's on your mind?
Oh, Barbara, there's somebody behind you. So I can't say they have anything on our mind, but Dean and I have come up with a plan, not a strategy yet, but a plan to reach out to business owners. And this kind of follows up with our last conversation, which was 2 months ago, Rob.
Yep.
And that was when you were encouraging us to think about serving. And through serving, then, you know, perhaps business comes through that. But to serve within our niche, to serve in a way that is meaningful and impactful. And in fact, Dean and I think we have found a pretty cool way of doing that, with one caveat, that being that we're waiting on compliance approval.
Okay. Now, tell me what your plan is and...
I'm going to let you go first, Dean.
I'm sorry, I was dialing in. You're talking about charting your legacy?
Yes.
Yeah. The plan, this is what the book looks like. It's a 6-week small group study. Just so you know, Rob, it's 6 chapters. Number 1, starting well. Number 2, perspective. Number 3, crisis and eternity. Number 4 is generosity. Number 5 is family and wealth transfer. And then number 6 is finishing well. Howard Dayton, the author of the plan or the book, was just amazed at how many wealthy people he knew that simply did not finish well. Their health blew up. Their marriages blew up. Their relationship with their family blew up, and they ended up bitter and just a nasty, nasty ending to what should be a very good way to end. And so, you know, we look at that as, quite frankly, a ministry opportunity. And I really had to get to the point where I, at this point, I can look people in the eye and say, I'm totally comfortable with leading this and them not becoming clients, because I recoil anytime the church or religion is used for business purposes. I've got a really big problem with that. And I wanted to make darn sure, it's taken about 2 years, that as we do this, if we're talking to somebody with $15, $20 million and they do not become a client, that I'm totally okay with that. Not totally. I'm okay with that. Now, having said that, we don't think it's unrealistic to think that, you know, some people will become clients. And so Brad and I decided, you know, this is going to be a major, major thrust with the niche specifically we want to serve is, you know, Christian business people. So, you know, right now a client I've asked, they're a McDonald's franchisee here in town. And the last call with Howard Dayton, he specifically was really encouraging to me because he said, if you remember, Brad, he said about 95% of the people recruit their own class. So you identify one person and then you have that person or that couple invite 3 or 4 other couples. And then you meet in people's homes, develop very strong relationships with them, help them to talk about how to manage money God's ways. We believe his principles are timeless and they work, you know, thrift, savings, that type of thing, generosity. We think it's going to be pretty cool if we can get several of these groups going this year, and it may start off slowly and that's okay. But not only do we think it's the right thing to do, but we think it'd be good for business too. Is that a fair representation, Brad?
Yeah, it is. So let me just add a few things to that, if I may. So Howard Hendricks, which is who's a well-known professor out of Dallas Theological Seminary, once did a survey of every character or every name in the Bible, of which there's nearly 3,000 people mentioned in the Bible. But of those 3,000, we only have some information on about 100 of them. But of the 100 people that were that we know or have their stories from the Bible, only about a third of them finished well, and about two-thirds of them did not finish well. And of the two-thirds that did not finish well, most of that happened in the second half of their life and was oftentimes, if not always, due to what I'll call affluenza or the influence of wealth. And so I, like Dean, feel really strongly about helping clients and friends that they might bring to the table with them to think through the blessings of wealth, but think through in a way that that they'll be intentional about managing their wealth rather than their wealth managing them in the last half or the last quarter of their life. And so, you know, if people go through these workshops with us, and I'm with Dean on this, if they become clients, great. But if not, we're going to be okay with that because we know that we're doing something really important and we believe in this material. We've been through it for ourselves. It's really sound, and it's something that I would feel really good walking away from, even if somebody didn't become a client.
Sure. Well, I love it, guys. I mean, you know, we changed the name of the game board to the giving board. If you read in the Supernova Multiplier, we don't talk about it anymore as the game board. We talk about it as the giving board. And the idea is servant leadership and giving. And not give to get, but give to give. Right?
Yep. Precisely. That's what we're after. In fact, we're searching for, we're going to change our team name, Rob. We're going to move away from our last names and move to something we had hoped to name, to have the team name, Journey, it's a Journey of Stewardship or no, Legacy Stewardship Legacy. Partners. But the firm won't let us use the term, stewardship. So we're back to the drawing board, on what we're going to, you know, call our team.
How about legacy partners?
Well. I should have said we can't use the term partners either. So it'd have to be legacy group. We've come up with
taking?
A few. Well, we haven't asked. I didn't ask. You know, we thought of some other things. We'll get there. I'm not.
It's very catchy. Because legacy group says. Question mark. Yeah. Legacy group says, tell me more. See, if you put too much in it, you answer the question. If you put in something that is, creates a question, you have a conversation then instead of, okay, great. You know, the less is better rule in sometimes, right? So the legacy group, what is that? So you guys specialists in create legacies, huh? Is that because and they want to hear, right? So, I mean, what greater work could you do? I mean, think about how, you know, when people, I think the term is appreciation. People are not appreciative enough. They don't value what it is that they have. And they don't, they're not, what's the word?
Grateful. Gratitude.
Yeah, they're not grateful. You know, and you know what happens, guys? It's the magic of giving. I mean, you felt it. You've got it. Yeah. You wouldn't do this unless you've already felt it. You've already received it, right? If you hadn't received the blessings, you wouldn't be doing this. You're like, oh, we have a secret. If you give, you get. We're not going to tell you, but I mean, think, my life has been such a blessing. It's just insane, you know, and the more I give away, the more I get back. And it's like, I can't keep it from coming. And it's you know, it's not magical. It is the way. Right?
That Mandalorian, you've watched too much Mandalorian.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I've seen a little bit of it, but the idea, you know, is, and so you guys are on this mission, you know, on a mission I'm on. I'm putting together this project, which, you know, I really would love you guys to be part of it too, because you're perfect for it. And it's going to be, you know, like your project, you think it's going to be little? No, no, no. Your project is going to be really big. Okay. You're going to do amazing with this. Why? Because you're giving, because you understand. And you're going to help so many people that are lost, that have no clue what to do and how to deal with kids and the legacy. And, you know, they all, I mean, with money comes issues, you know, people fighting over your money when you're gone, and people are terrible to each other. You know, all you have to do is pick, you know, the Johnson and Johnson family, you know, and how they destroyed their kids by not making them work. So, yeah. You know, there's lots of things, and there's lots of books and that you can teach from that can really be helpful to families. And taking the spiritual route, I think, is great. And I think that you will find a great following. I don't think you'll have
it. Well, I will tell you, Rob, that one of the things that's really interesting and exciting to me about this is, so 2 months ago on this call, you stressed serving as a means of, you know, finishing our careers. And, of course, that resonated well with Dean and I, but we had not yet taken the first class in charting your legacy. Now, actually, let's go back 18 months when Dean and I formed the partnership. We decided that we wanted the niche that we would go after to be Christian business owners. Now, we will take an atheist business owner if he's got enough money, but our niche
and you will
is going to be. Exactly. Exactly. But the bottom line is, we had identified Christian business owners. 2 months ago, you encourage us to think about serving, and then we start this Charting Your Legacy class, which is absolutely perfect for the niche that we want to go after and the service that you recommended. It's like it's all really come together, and it's pretty exciting.
You think that's all an accident?
No, 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 no. It's all timing. It's all God's timing, but it wasn't an accident.
No. No, it's not an accident. People show up in your life. You know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And, in this case, you know, who knows? You appeared for me. I appeared for you, and we're both learning and growing. And that's the game. It's a wonderful life. Anyway, I'm excited for you. I think you're on it. And, yeah, I mean, it's a mastermind group is what you're creating, okay? Mm. So look at the structure for a mastermind group, right? And make sure you're not teaching it. I mean, one of the things that you guys will notice is that I don't always teach, right? I'm learning at the same time. I'm asking you. I'm learning from you, and you're learning from me. We're learning from each other. And so if you can make it their idea, people will much more readily accept it. So when you're coaching, listening is really important. So what's on your mind today? And then listening, and then saying, you know, have you thought about, rather than telling them what to do. Have you thought about it? Maybe another option might be, okay, so that you're not always the one sitting up here pressing down on them, but you're one of them sharing and getting them to share. And the more cases you can have that I was once lost and now I'm found, it's the most powerful thing you can have as a testimonial. So one of the things you want to do is find that lost soul. Find that non-Christian, that lost soul. Give them the love and support that they need. And bring them into your community. And give them direction. And then you have your greatest disciple who will go out and sing your praises. Okay. So the more lost, the better. Honestly. When I worked with Supernova, you know, the team that had 650 accounts per FA, you know, and was completely underwater, dying of the burden, was perfect for me to help them, guide them, even though it was, you know, horrible experience having to give away all those clients. By the time they came out the other side, they were a new person. So the dramatic difference, you know, going from 150 to 100 is not going to get anybody's attention. Going from 650 clients down to 30 with George Kemp was, you know, insane. So the more, frankly, the more, you know, you say, well, we only want people that are, you know, emotionally perfect. Well, you can take a few that are lost lambs and bring them in. And, but, you know, one of the things to do is this, you know, in the mastermind group, one of the things you do all the time is, focus. Everybody brings a good idea to the group and everybody brings a challenge. And then what you do is you spend one, each time you spend the entire session, once you get around the circle, good idea, challenge, assuming you don't take up the whole time for that, you want to focus in on one person's practice. And then everybody makes suggestions from their life experiences as to why, you know, what they might consider doing to help solve the, to make their practice better, make their business better. And then you guys are always putting in your context as an addition. So don't think you have to have this all about this legacy. It can be about fixing a short-term problem for a person. Okay. At the same time, you're always moving towards creating a wonderful legacy and living a wonderful life. And that, and you know, the wonder, where do we get happiness? We get happiness from, not from getting and all the money and all that stuff. We can only buy so many boats and cars and stuff. Where do we get our happiness? From giving, from coaching, from helping, from guiding others. That's the beauty of life, is that the joy of life is passing on whatever it is that you know to others and helping them have a better life, which is why I do what I do. Right? I mean, and rarely do I have a chance to do it with guys that get it. Most of the time it's, I'm doing it just like as a professional, right? But once in a while you run into people that sort of go, wow, I see life is becoming a coach. Becoming a mentor, becoming a guide for others. And the advantage of age is that you can be a more accurate guide. So.
Yeah, we're all, this may lead to some type of alumni system, people who've gone through the class. And I, as far as your mastermind group's concerned, I think that's where it could lead, but that, you know, we'll have to wait and see. That could be the organic outgrowth of this. because I have been through the course twice now. Brad's been through it once, and I will say that it's even the surprise isn't there the first time, but the depth of learning and it's like any type of material, the more you go over it, the deeper it sinks in. And so as we go through it ourselves, you know, Brad and I, it's just going to continue to sink in. And I think that if people want to go through it every 2 or 3 years, something like that, that may be some kind of group that spawns out of this. So we'll see.
Well, have fun. It sounds great. And like you said, I think, you know, you get one business owner that buys in and he tells two of his friends, and that way you're networking. You're getting introduced in a wonderful way to people that typically you wouldn't be introduced to. So yeah.
That's what we're hoping.
And you can have guys, you can have multiple. I mean, how much energy, whatever energy you have, you can have three groups. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe you physically can't, but.
Yeah, they're only 6 weeks at a time. So you can roll through quite a few in a year, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but they are a good 2 hours per session. Yeah.
Do you do one a week?
Yeah.
One a week, yes. 2 hours
yeah.
each.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Well, I'll have to get the book. I'll read it.
Well, if you want to, I mean, go through one of the studies with us.
Well, it's right along my line. You know, I'm on my own journey here.
I think you'd enjoy it.
I probably would. And with Zoom, you can do anything you want, right? You don't have to.
So you just have to invite three wealthy friends who are not Merrill clients. Which probably in your world don't exist.
You know, it's amazing that you'd be surprised. I started a stock club of guys that said, you know, I've always wanted to have a stock club and I always wanted to kind of pick your brain and I always wanted to da, 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 da. And so I said, okay, I give up. No excuse, Zoom. And the guys that wanted to do it are typically guys that don't have a lot of knowledge of the industry, of the business. They're real estate guys that kind of are done with real estate and they've got money now and they don't know what the hell they're doing with it. And those guys don't have a clue. There's a few one that had a relationship, but you know what? He was so dissatisfied with it. He wanted another introduction. So don't think economically because you have 10 million, 20 million, 30 million that they're somehow being well taken care of and they're getting what they need. They're not. I see some that are being amazingly taken care of. But I don't see that it's, you know, look, I only have a few, you know, these five or six guys, but, if you were going to survey me and say, what do you think? Are people being really well taken care of in the financial services industry? I'd say, heck no. How many guys do you think are doing 12-4-2 out there? In your office, how many are doing 12-4-2?
None, I'm more.
So what is their model?
Oh, okay.
If their model isn't 12-4-2, what is it? Call them when they feel like it? I don't know. That's typical, guys. I'm sorry, but that's the reality. That's my mission. That's your mission is yours. My mission is this. And I've also got my diversity mission now. So, but you know, I've been on this mission for 12 years now, and I'm hardly making a dent in the horrendous service experience that most people get. So when you think everybody's taken care of, it's a joke. Okay. They're being taken care of based on what they've experienced, but not on what they deserve and what they're paying for.
Yeah.
They're paying Ritz-Carlton prices and getting Walmart service.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's the best they can do.
Hey, listen, guys, I got to jump. I got a 1:30, but let me leave you the team with this thought. I did a quick search. There's a lot of Morgan Stanley teams that use the name The Legacy Group. If I remember from reading that piece about team naming, the only issue is whether or not there's a legacy group within the Great Lakes region. And so far, I've not found one. Every group I found called the Legacy Group is outside of the Great Lakes region. So, you know, think about it. I don't need an answer right now, but think about whether or not we want to do that or one of the other names that we've kicked around, and let's talk about it. So, Rob, sorry I have to bail you. I mean, the rest of you guys can stay on as long as you want, but I got an appointment. So
you might think of maybe the Midwest Legacy Group.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Because I came across there was an Atlanta Legacy Group and a Florida Legacy Group, so that's an idea too. So
yeah, why be restrictive, right? I mean, at least take in the Midwest, and then everybody's eligible in the whole Midwest for you guys.
Yeah. And if you're like really special, we might even take you if you're outside the Midwest.
Right.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I gotta run. We'll see y'all later.
See y'all later.
See ya.
Okay. Dean, anything?
That was the main thing, just to make sure you're filled in on charting your legacy. Just to let you know, Brad and I are going to be taking the CEPAS, Certified Exit Planning Advisor accreditation, which I didn't even know existed. So
what is that
so
for?
We can help. Well, you'll be able to counsel business owners who are going to be having a liquidity event, who are going to be exiting their business. Yeah, yeah. So there's actually an accreditation for that.
I didn't even know it.
I didn't either, yeah. Brad and I are meeting Friday, and as far as the storyboard's concerned, I'm thinking more of are you familiar with Stormboard? Have we talked about this?
Uh-huh.
It's an online board, I guess, that could work for us, where Barb, Larry, Caleb, we could all log into this. It's a typical subscription, you know, $5 a person a month, 5 or 10, depending on what plan you sign up for. So we're going to be looking at that. That looks pretty encouraging. I've been really frustrated about not having a board to look at. And with us being in, you know, 3 or 4 locations, it's just we have to have something virtual.
So it'd be kind of a game, a clear board, and you could put things on it and stuff.
Yeah, just Google Stormboard, stormboard.com, and you can cut and paste stuff. It kind of reminds me, I guess, maybe a little bit of Microsoft OneNote, where you can start files, post-it notes, insert spreadsheets, typical stuff like that. So I think it might be, and Barb and you and Larry might want to look into that too and let me know what you think. Personally, I need to add more butlers to my 12-4-2. It's mainly just 12 at this point. I got to get more butlers on board. Our house is done in Carmel and probably in April.
Wow.
So yeah, plan on, spending a lot more time over there and bothering Barb and Larry much more at that point. And then I need to go back and redo some segmentation. I need to kick in the rear and send some people to a better place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's just cleaning the closet. Springtime, clean the closet.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's my deal.
Yeah, make you feel good and give them a fresh look, you know, with somebody fresh to see you. Yeah. And that creates a sense of urgency about acquisition. And Look, you can have multiple things going on in your life in terms of acquisition. You don't have to just have one thing that you're insane about. You can have, this is what we, I've got my diversity project, which is now into like 10 folders of different committees and stuff and meetings. And, but I'm doing Supernova and I'm acquiring new clients with Supernova at the same time. And I've got all kinds of other things I'm doing. So, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's room in your life for lots of things. So
you can keep me posted on your diversity thing. That sounds pretty neat.
It's really, I'll just bring you up to date. Today we had we're working on curriculum now. So we had, a dean of students at Norfolk State. He had another dean. And then we had the guy that put together the Google program, at Howard University, which Howard is of the historically black college and university. Howard's like number one. So he's special projects for the president, but he's getting his doctorate and wants to be a college president. So he's very interested in this project and Google basically gave a lot of money, actually put professors in place. And then Howard rolled that out to the other 8 other black colleges. And Google's now getting engineers from all these schools going out to Silicon Valley. So they actually physically put professors in the schools to teach. And so we're going to learn from him. So he's one of the guys. I've got a gal that's terrific. Anyway, we've got a lot of people that are very smart and, are integrating this training. The training is, we're going to start them in their sophomore year, give them internships. So they'll have a mentor, plus they'll have the professor and the dean looking out for them. Then they join a team for the summer. So they'll have a mentor on the team. We'll be doing team coaching to make sure that they're aware of diversity issues and are trained up on Supernova. And then they go back and do their junior year. And part of their curriculum is to get ready, get their CFP ready and, get ready for their, exam, the financial services series 7, 63, 65, whatever. And then senior year, more sales training and interpersonal skills development and all the things that you'd love to have had along the way somewhere prior to joining the firm. Then they join the firm and they go theoretically go on the team that they've been doing their summers with. And then we stay with them for 2 more years, coaching the team and the mentor coaching that FA through that transition to success. Cause the average financial advisor drops out after 2 years. And they think, we've got this many, financial advisors, and 2 years later, they have none. So it's like a 90% attrition rate, which is terrible. So we're, each part of it is we're working on each part, working with the firms, getting them ready, getting the students ready, getting the students ready, getting our coaches ready. So it's a lot of moving parts, but it's actually coming together. We're pretty excited. Nobody's said no so far, which is shocking. I've never done a project where people didn't say no. I'm waiting. So when you're ready, we'd love to have you participate in that. You guys would be great for developing team curriculum. What do you do with those guys during the summer? How do you make that experience really meaningful to them so they're not filing, so they're really learning and working towards their CFP and getting that personal coaching and mentorship until they actually join the team. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm interested. Yeah.
I think it would have
posted on that.
This will have major national impact. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this will be a, CNBC kind of deal. Not that I don't want any of that, but I think it's big enough. So I think if you were involved, you would have You know, I don't have a team now as part of the curriculum building. So if you chose that, I think you'd get national visibility with it.
Yeah. Well, the national conversation is sure, you got, that's a tailwind for you. So I imagine a lot of doors are opening right now.
Yeah, they don't know. They're throwing money. They have no clue what they really want. And as you know, with this, if I mean, this will pay for itself. The student becomes successful and generates $300,000 to $500,000 of revenues down the line. The team that we coach for those 5 years, if they don't double their business or do better, I'm doing something wrong, right? So the actual cost of putting that student, of putting that kid through this program, they're going to make money on it. So it's not like they're going to, you know, and I'm asking each firm to give $2 million a year for 5 years. $10 million, five firms, $50 million. And it sounds like a lot of money, but if you do the math, it's not.
No.
And those, you know, they would get 100 students out of that. That means 100 teams would get coached, 100 different teams. And if we couldn't generate, you know, that kind of revenue from it, then we were doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a big plan, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but I think everybody says, well, do it small, you know, start small. I said, no, nobody cares about small. You don't get
go big or go home.
Go big or go home. You don't get any attention with small, you know.
No.
Anyway, great being with you guys again. Thank you. Look forward to your success. And you should have, in a month, you guys, so I'm sure you're going to have made some pretty good progress.
I think, I think the stars are aligning, and that's not a good metaphor for our faith, but things are coming together.
Yeah. Things are coming together. Yeah. Excellent. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
Blessing.
Yes.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
See you guys.
See ya.